29% increase was going to be very severe. And, I mean, for the life of me, I don't know why they didn't call it 30. They just wanted it to look a little better with, you know, 29 rather than a third or almost. Okay, we know that wages has risen. We know that materials and equipment has risen. But I can't see where the justification for a rise in the charge of this scale can be made. And I think something is going to have to be done about it. And it's interesting that these letters are going out during, you know, I suppose what is essentially a holiday period in a lot of businesses and a busy period for other people who are involved in the hospitality industry, etc. And it's questionable as to whether Irish Water, you know, did that deliberately or otherwise, or did they really want these people to see this information and be aware of it, because it's going to come as a major shock. Anybody who ignores it and who doesn't contest it, because, you see, you could have had a situation, take a situation of a small business, take a, for instance, a small hotel that had a group of Ukrainians or refugees from some part of the world in for 12 months. There would have been a bulge in the usage of water, water in and water out. Now, if those people have left our shores and there's nobody in that hotel, they're still in this ban too at the higher rate. And I think what needs to be done here is the business end of the government needs to be having a look at this and say, can we allow this happen, particularly after all the taxpayers' money that was invested in these businesses trying to keep them afloat during the difficult years?
And councillor, the increases we're talking about here can be quite serious. That, you know, they can be the difference between some businesses surviving and some not. And I guess it sounds
absolutely. I mean, if you were looking at perhaps a reduced amount of business, reduced amount of footfall, and then you get a water bill that's doubled, it's a fairly serious decision you have to make whether you're able to sustain your business or not.
And you'd be looking for some government intervention to help, kind
of. Well, it would be, absolutely. And I can't for the life of me know why organisations like, you know, like whoever, IBEC or, you know, people representing people in business didn't oppose this when it was first mooted last February.